Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Meseches Bava Kamma has been dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. Chaim Weiss, Bizchus Refuah Shleima of Miriam Farcha Bas Esther.
Learning Meseches Bava Kamma Daf Memches, we're going to start from after the two dots, Memches and Aleph, where the Gemara says, Sahi Itza. The Gemara says, Sahi Itza da also lemefa bahu besa. There was a woman that went to bake in someone's house. Also barcha de mori besa. The goat of the Balabayas came, Ochlal Elisha, and he ate the dough of the woman, and Chaval Umeis, and he got sick and died. So the Gemara says, Chayvi Rava L'shlumei Demei Barcha. Rava was Mechayv the Isha to pay for the hezek of the goat. So the Gemara says, Lema Pliga Ad Rav, the Omer Rav Havel L'shlei Teichel. The Gemara before and after Mzayinu Beis brought the din of Rav, that the Mishnah that said that someone brings Paris into a chatzah shaloi b'shus, and the behemoth of the Bala chatzah was genizikt on the Paris, the Mishnah says the Bala Paris is chayiv, he brought in shaloi b'shus, it's a din of bar. But Rav said, dafka, if they tripped over the Paris, they slipped and they injured themselves by slipping over the Paris. But if the hezek came because they ate the Paris, then they're not chayiv. The Bala Peris is not chayef because havelish lo teichal, the behemoth shouldn't have eaten. You're not chayef for the behemoth eating your Peris. And here you find that Rava says that the Isha is chayef even though the goat ate her dough. So it sounds like he's arguing Rav. It sounds like he holds that you could be chayef when the behemoth eats your Peris. You don't say to serve havelish lo teichal. So the Gemara says, Hachi hashta. There's no comparison. Hasam was shaloi b'shus. The Paris are brought in Shaloi B'Shus, L'kibbol any Terusa. He's not Mekabel Shmir on the Paris of the Balabais. So why give him Mechayiv him? Because of Bar. And the Hezek of Bar, we say the story of Havashloi Teichel. Hacha B'Shus, Kibbol any Terusa. Here she brought it in B'Shus, so she's Mekabel Shmir. And the Gemara explains, even though Rava held that when you bring it in B'Shus, you're not Mekabel Shmir. Al Kaponim, according to the Rabban and Rav, is certainly held that way. When you bring in a Rishus, Adrabah, the Balachot is Mekabel Shmira. He becomes a complete shamer over the Chayfetz. And Fakert, so now the Balaperis is not Mekabel any Shmira. And even according to Rebbe, we spoke out before, there's a Mechalikis Rishainim. If according to Rebbe, according to Rav, when you bring in the Peris Rishus, Ayichayef and Hezek of the Peris. And according to Taisus and the Ravid, where Bekvega learns up Taisus al Kaponim, the Ravid and Asogis, the Pashas of the Rambam, you're not Chayiv. But here's a special case. Here, since she's going to bake, so the Balabais can't stay there because she needs Sneusa, she needs privacy, because she's Megala Hazroyes, she exposes her arms when she's baking, so Mela Balabais can't be there. So since the Balabais can't be there, it's understood that when Balabais gives him a Rishus to bake, he won't be able to stay there. So, she's Mekabel Shmira. It's understood that she's Mekabel Shmira. Normally, when you bring in Rishus, you're not Mekabel Shmira, because the Balabais is there to watch. Mashain came, when you're going to bake, where the Balabais can't stay there because she needs privacy. She's exposing her arms, therefore, the Balabais is not there to watch. So, Mela, she's Mekabel Shmira. That's the story of why Rava says that she has to pay for the goat eating her Elisha. So there's a kasha, which is asked by the Chalkis Yoyev in his famous Kabbat de Kishayse. At the end of the Tshuvas Chalkis Yoyev, he asks 103 very stark kashas. This is Kusha Chuf Chav Dalad, the 24th question that he had. So in the Kabbat de Kishayse and Kusha Chav Dalad, he asks the kasha, and there are Kamer Rishayim that hold, in order to become a Shayim, you need a Kinyan, you need a Mashiach. We mentioned this in the previous Shia. In order to become a Shemi, you need a Kenyan. You need a Kenyan Mashicha. Some Yishayim hold you don't. But there's a Machlekes Yishayim in that. In fact, the Kabbat the Kishay said, this Gemara here, Lechayr, is a Mefur Shiraya that you could become a Shemi without a Kenyan. Because here, the Ishid is an assumed Kabbalah Shmira, because she's given Rishus to bake bread. And the understanding is that the Balabayas is going to leave because she needs Sneusa. So Mela, that would make her be Mekabel Shmira. But the problem is, Einach and Ami, she's Mekabel Shmir, but why is it Chal? How does she become the Schayev and Shmir? You don't come the Schayev just because you decide to be Chayev. So if you hold, you could become a Shemir without Mashiach, like some Rishonim hold, is very good. So she becomes a Shema, even though there's no Mashicha. But like the Rishonim that hold that Yadavka need Mashicha, here there's no Mashicha, where did she become a Shema? Das recht der Kamba de Kishayisa. I saw it, there was a Sefer they put out just on the Kamba de Kishayisa, the Kamba Shayisa in the back of the Chalkas Yayev, but there's a special Sefer they put out, the 3-volume Sefer, with all the different terutzim that Achreinim gave on the Kaaba de Kishayisa. So there he brings a Piskei Riaz from the Rishonim, from the Riaz, Rabbeinu Yeshaya, the Trania Achrein. That the Piskei Riaz brings this Raya. He holds you don't need Mashicha to be Chayav as a Shemer, and he brings this Raya from the Gemara here in Bavakamim Memches, that she becomes a Shemer without Mashicha. Now, to Masbid Akash a little bit more, because Be'etzim, and we spoke this out in the previous year. Be'etzim, you can't ask the Kasha. Be'etzim, you might want to ask this Kasha even earlier. That according to Reb Zeira, this would be true in the Rabbanan. And according to Rava, this is true according to the Rosh, according to Rebbe. That they're saying when you bring in Bereshus, you become Chayiv. Like we had in the Gemara, according to Reb Zeira, according to Rabbanan, when you bring in Bereshus, you become Chayiv if it's Genizik done your thing. And Rashi there says, just like he is Mekabel Achrayis, if his behemoth are Mazik, your payers, who would then reciprocal, you're Mekabel Achrayis, if your payers are Mazik, his behemoth. So how does that work? Yeshayim needs Mashicha. So there it's not sure, because Be'etzim you have the Mazik of Bar. Be'etzim you should be Chayim al Zbar. No, if it's a Bar B'Shus, if you have Rishus to put it there, there's no Chiyav by Bar when it's there Rishus. Since the bar is not a hailuchu mazik, faked, it gets genizik on the bar, that's only if the bar doesn't belong there. If the bar belongs there, there's no chiyav mazik or bar. Tashtay in Taisus and in the Raivad in Asagis. So now that you bring it in Bershus, but you're makabo shmira, so kum tais, what you're doing is, you're saying, b'negei and being mazik, it's ki'ilu, it's there, shalai Bershus. So mainly, ki b'chayav al tzamazik or bar. You don't have to be chayav al tshayma, we said that over b'shem the sefer aflah. So that's not shver. All over the sugya where you find that if someone brings his peiris or his kederis into the chatzah b'shus, because he's mekabel shmir, that's why he's chayiv for the hezek of his peiris and kederis, that could be chayiv al tzamazik bar. So you don't need any kinyan. No, if it wouldn't be for his kabbalas shmira, siddip shana, since the bar is there b'shus, so, on a bar b'shus, you're not chayiv. But if he's makabel shmira, that means he's going to don it kilu as ish loy b'shus. But negei the nezikin, it's kilu, it doesn't belong there. I'll bring it in, I'm allowed to bring it in. I'm allowing you to bring in your payers, but you have to make sure it's not mazik. And if it's mazik, it's kilu, you never had a right to bring in the payers. But now that we're shtelling to the svara, by Havilei Shloi Teichal, this haste. Even if you brought it in Shaloi B'Shus, you potter. Because there's no din of bar when a behem eats it. There's a svar of Havilei Shloi Teichal. Now here, you're anyway chayiv. Because you're makabel shmira. Since he has to leave the house, you're makabel shmira, the ish is makabel shmira. So it's shver. So that could only work if you're a shomer. There is no mazik of bar here. On bar, you say havlo shateichel, even shalei b'shus is potter. Now you're saying b'shus is worse than shalei b'shus. B'shus yichayev, because you're mekabel shmira. So what type of chiyev is that? L'chari, it only could be a chiyev of shayimim. If shayimim wouldn't need mashiach, it's good. But the rishayim, all shayimim is mashiach, it's very shver. That's shver, the kamed, the kashayisa. So I want to say my own teretz on this kasha. At least according to the Rosh, the kasha is in shver. Because Be'emesin, Rav's Chiddush of Havel Shoteichel that we had on Mem Zayin Amid Beis, what's the Svara for that? What's the Svara? So what, the Behemoth shouldn't have eaten? What's the Svara for it? So Taisa says, Kevin Shemeschavim Mevin Olav Dovash Mezikoi, Ein Ra'izel Eschayev Bekach. And Kamer Shainim also say the Svara. And the Svara is, a bar is a mazik if the Behemoth did not intentionally walk into the bar or get damaged by the bar. Then the bar is considered a mazik. But if the behemoth went and ate the peiris, so we don't look at it that the peiris went and was mazik the behemoth, that it could be chayiv al zbar. The behemoth was mazik itself. It used the payers to be mazik itself. If it was shaloi b'miskav and it tripped over the behemoth, it tripped over the payers, I mean, so that's cool. That's a parasha bar. That's cool. The bar was mazik the behemoth. Now, Shein Kane, if the behemoth deliberately ate the payers, that's not called the mazik of bar. That's called the behemoth was mazik itself through the bar. So according to that svara, the Kaaba de Kishai says a Mary de Kishayla. So how come, even if you makabel shmira, it's still not the mazik of bar? But hechach, you're going to have to say the Gemara means that you chayiv, because al sedin of a shemir, and here you have no mashicha, what's the pshat? But the Rosh says a different svara. The Rosh says that lehavu lasuke daiti l'shoyme mizeh, the musl l'shchichi sh'techo behem yaisi midai v'tazaklo. It's not something which the Baal HaPeirah should have thought that maybe the behem will eat, it's not shchiach. V'al Baal HaChotzer mutol shmira zud, zok the Rosh, and the Baal HaChotzer has to watch, ki hu motzi v'chotzer, v'm yira sh'behem techel es yaisi midai yesh l'lamayna. The Rosh links to a svara. He doesn't only stam say the svara that it's not shchiach. He says more than that. He says it's al balachotza mutl shmir lezu, that if he sees the behemoth eating yaisimidah, he has to stop it. Mashman the Rosh, that be'etzim there is a mazik of bar here. But vibalt, it's not shchiach for the behemoth to eat. So, legami the behemoth eating, there's a svara of al nizik laharachachas atzmai. Al balachotza lemayna mizeh. The balachotz is the one that has to stop her. Because since it's not shchiach, the balachotz who's in the chotzer, he should be in charge of making sure the behemoth doesn't eat more than enough, not the balapayers. But that for staying the svara a little better. A balakaponim does stay in the Rosh klar. That the svara is, the fact that it's loy shchiach makes it that instead of alamazik laharchikas atzmai, it becomes alamizik laharchikas atzmai. Normally the bar has to make sure, the balabar has to make sure his bar is not mazik, but this is not shchiach, so the balachotz is the one that has to make sure. Tainet the papulach hariften ois tzadi, that state in the Rosh, that let's say the balachotz is not there, he's masalik himself in the thing, so then the balapayers do have to watch it. Because it's not, even though it's not so shchiach, and he says, he means our Gemara of the case of the Lisha, of the woman that's coming in to bake. And I think the Rambam is mashma this way also. The Rosh is mashma that it's not the pshat that the Isha becomes a shomer. The pshat is you don't have the svar of havelish leitechal when the Baal HaChotzer is not there. The svar of havelish leitechal is when the Baal HaChotzer is there, so you can't charge the Baal HaPeirah. It's not shkich. The Baal HaChotzer is the one that's supposed to make sure there's no hezek. But if the Baal HaChotzer is not there, so then right, the Baal HaPeirah has to make sure. Nazoi is the Lashon HaRambam. The Rambam says, if someone brings in Peirah Shaloi Bershus, and the behemoth of the Baal HaBayis eat it, and they will get genizik from eating it, the Baal HaPeirah is part them, that's Lashon HaGemara. It doesn't explain anymore. And then he says, but let's say you brought it in Bershus, v'nichu Baal HaChotzer zesh yeshua b'chotzer l'shaimrei. Let's say you brought it Bershus, and the Baal HaChotzer left, and the one who's supposed to watch it is the Baal HaPeirah. And the behemoth of the Baal HaBayis eats it and gets genizik, the Baal HaPeirah is chayiv. Why? Shekeven shiroa behema echel es dvorim hamazik lo ve'nicha chayiv. Sharei ein Baal HaChotzer mitzuyim shal mahave behema mehen. He doesn't say because you become the shomer, because he's not there to watch. He says, dafka legabe the eating, that normal in the eating you're not mechuyiv, because ha'il eshlei techel, but here the Baal HaChotzer is not there, so you're mechuyiv on the eating also. Mamish mashma like the Rosh. Lefi the Rosh, it's not the pshat you can't have a mazik of bar when it comes to a thing that the behemoth did be miskaven like eating. You could have a mazik of bar. Granted, the Baal HaBar is not chayiv because it's not shkiach, so the Baal HaChotzer was supposed to stop him. But when the Baal HaChotzer is not there, so mainly he is chayiv. So come to us, according to the Rosh, the whole kash is not shver. You don't have to mechayev the isha al shayme. You mechayev the isha al zbar. By shaloi b'shus, the Baal HaChotzer is there. So he has to watch it. It's loy shchiach. And he should watch the behemoth when he sees them eating too much. But b'shus, with the Baal HaChotzer is not there, So Mila, you have to watch the behemoth. The Isha has to watch the behemoth. And if she doesn't, she's chayav farshin al tzbor. So Mila, at least according to the Rosh, and I think the Mashmoish to the Rambam, is the chayav is not al shayma, the chayav is al tzbor. And Havish Teichel is not a swear why, it's not a massacre bar. Havish Teichel is just a swear why. Alanizik lachigas atzmei, which you don't have in this case. So Mela, according to that, it wouldn't be swear why you could be chayiv with that Mashicha. We're not talking about a chayiv of shame, and we're talking about a chayiv of bar. And now let's go right in the sugya. The Gemara is going on the part of the Mishnah, Hichnis Shari Lechatze Balabayis. The Gemara says as follows, Amar Rava, Hichnis Shari Lechatze Balabayis Shalai Bishos. Someone brings a shor to someone else's chatze without permission, V'chafa Babayir Shichin Umaris, and the shor digs in the chatzer Bayis. Baal Nashor Chayim B'Niske HaChatzer. The Baal Nashor is Chayim in the Niske HaChatzer. That's, of course, his show was Mazik the Chatzer. The show was there, Shalai B'Shus. Of course, he's Chayim. But the Chiddush of Rav is Baal HaChatzer Chayim B'Niske HaBar. That even though the Baal HaChatzer never dug the bar, Adarabba, someone else dug the bar, the show dug the bar, but he's still Chayim B'Niske HaBar. Afagav, Dom Amak Yichu Ish Bar V'Lei Shor Bar. Only if a person digs a bar, you chayiv. A shor digs a bar, you potter. But hacha came in this lehelech lemului v'loi kamal ye kaman dekari adami. Since he should have filled up the bar because it was his property, it's his mammon. So mainly he should have filled it up. He's responsible to fill it up. It's his mammon. And he didn't fill it up. So that blames the kriya. And the Gemara goes weiter. V'omer rafa, hich nishayir lechatz balabayin shaloi b'shus. Someone brings a shor to the chatz bal bayis without permission, the hizik is a bal bayis. And the shor is mazik the bal bayis. Or a bal bayis huzik boy. Or the bal bayis tripped over the shor. Chayef, he's chayef. If he's there, shaloi b'shus, it's chayef any. Zekim, even a hizik that was inactive at the bal bayis was huzik boy. But Ravitz is potter. What is Ravitz? I mean, Herbitz glolim. If the shor made glolim, and because of that, the kalim of the bal bayis became dirty, and it was mazik the kalim, it's potter. And the Mara says, why? Because the Golem are a bar. The Golem are a bar. A bar is not chayiv by kalim. If the shor is mazik, the shor is mazik. So that blames shor, so then he's chayiv on kalim. Mashegin, the Golem, you're not chayiv on kalim. So the Mara says, Hanich l'shmul dam akol tekal abarhu, el l'rav dam adem afkle maik l'meimer. So machleik is rav and shmul, if you own a bar, b'shus around, ma'av neskina masoy, that you own, Shmuel says it blames bar, if potter and kalim, even though you own it. But Rav says if you own it, it's like shoy chayiv and kalim. So according to Rav, why you potter and kalim? So I think more amri stam kalim afkurim afkalu. Stam glolim afkurim afkalu. Glolim you mafkir, and memele you not chayiv. So does machlokes Rashi and Tesis by these glolim, the maskana that you mafkir them, is it the pshant that you potter in gansen? It's not even a bar. You potter for any hezek the glolim does. Or is it the pshat that you potter on kalim? You don't have the chumrah of Rav that when you own the takala, that blame shor in yichayev on kalim. Glolim you don't own, stam glolim afkurim afkalahu. So you potter on kalim. But b'emesin it is a bar, and you would be chayev for any hezek on the guf of the adam or the behema. It's just a p'tur kalim. So Taisus holds that you potter legamri. And Rashi holds that you're only potter on kalim, but you're still chayiv on adam and behema. So let's discuss Taisus first. Because the machlokes is also negay to understand the first Gemara, the svar that the Baal HaChatzer is chayiv because havli lumlui command the kariyadami. Taisus holds it's not a bar b'chla. Taisus holds if you own avnei skina masohi in Rishus HaRabim, even though you didn't put it there, even though it came there by Inus, Kol's man, you own it. Yechayev on the Hezek, according to Rav, even on Kalim, Blaib Shar, but according to Shmuel, you put there on Kalim, Blaib Zbar, but Yechayev on any Hezek. But if you're mafkir it, so Sai, you didn't put it there. It came there by Inus. And Sai, it's not yours now, so that's not your bar. If you kira bar b'shus harabim, even if you don't own it, you put an avnei skinim asay in b'shus harabim, even though you don't own it, you dig a bar b'shus harabim. Since you made the takala b'shus harabim, you become the balabar. That's a din, ki yichrish bar, balabar yishalem, shnei dvarim, If you create the takala, it becomes b'shusay. You become the bala bar and you're chayiv. Now, shenkin, if you didn't create the bar, so why are you chayiv on this bar? Because it's your mom and it belongs to you. To have him in a baglolim, you didn't create the bar. The shor made the bar. Ish bar v'lay shor bar. Why would you be chayiv on glolim? Because they belong to you. They belong to you, chayiv on your mom. But if you mafkir it, then you potter. So the same thing. The shor made the bar in the chatzar. It's only because the Baal HaChatzah owns the bar, that's why it's chayiv, because it's his mamon. If he doesn't own the bar, and he didn't make the bar originally, so then he's potter. Now the shayla of Fitaisis is, if Vinishvi are only chayiv, calls manitzi mamon, what does the Gemara need the svar of Kevin the Havle Lemluye, command the karyadami? Anyway, Taisis holds it's not command the karyadami. It's not mamish command the karyadami. Because the fact that you have a lemluye, it's only considered to be your bar, calls man you own it. Once you mafkir it, it's not your bar anymore. So l'chayin, you didn't a bar that you mamish made a kriya is a vada your bar even if you don't own it. So elamai, it doesn't blind like a kriya. So why you chayiv? Because it's your mamon. So why is the gemara need the svara cave in the havli lemluye command the kari dummy? Who needs a story? Command the carry. It's not command the carry. Chayiv is because it's your mom. So Rav Baruch Ber, it's in Siman Aleph, it's in other places also. He says that Vinishvi, a bar is different than a shor. The Rambam says, Kol nefesh chayish u'b'shusa shel adam yichayiv if it's mazik. Only if it's alive, then yichayiv al tzmam and a mazik. A bar, there's no real chayiv al tzmam and a mazik. The chayiv of bar nemsech, because you're responsible for the bar, not because it's your mamon. Now, Vas is two ways to be responsible for a bar. If you mamish made the kriya, so then you're the bala bar, even if it's not yours. If it's yours, so then you become responsible as a svar of avlim luye, command to carry a dummy. And like we said, that's not mamish a kriya. That wouldn't make it a kriya that when you mafkir it, you're still responsible for it. But kol zman you own it, so Mamela, you do have a pshia here. You are responsible. You have a havelim luye that makes the commander carrier. But you don't have a parsha that didn't mamon amazik. That's what the Gemara was bothered with. Stama mamon amazik you don't have. You need a kriya's bar. Then there's two oifanim. There's a kriya's bar that makes you the balabar. And then is it if it's your mamon. If it's your mamon, the havelim luye gives you the pshia of the kriya. Even though it's not mamish a kriya to make it a bar even by mafkir. So that's why you need the svar of havel umu, you command to carry your dummy. I understand from a baruch bed is an afkamina lahalacha. If every time lemaisa, if it's yours, is a havel umu, you command to carry your dummy, so we come dice an afkamina lahalacha that you need a kriya. But if it's yours, memel, it's a kriya, it's a havel umu. So if I say from a baruch bed like this, the Mishnah says in Akainis, nifritza belaila is potter. If you made a shmira karoi and it was nifritza b'layla yipot, the Gemara in the first parak says, ha b'yayim is chayiv. If it's nifritza b'yayim yichayiv, even though you didn't know that it was nifritza, but the fact that you could know about it, b'yayim it has a koil, so mele you're not an einis anymore. You should have known about it. It's havalele meida, that's enough to mechayiv by mom and amazik. By bar amazik not. By bar amazik you have to talk and know about it, and it should be chal. I have a lemluye command to carry a dummy in order to be chayiv. As if a shteich from a baruch ber, I'm not 100% sure. Al kaponim, this is the vart. According to Taisus, it's two eifanim. If you created the takala, then it becomes your bar even if you don't own it. If you own it, then it's your bar only because you own it. Lemaisi, you need that you should be responsible for the takala. You need a pshia. In the etzim to call us a bar, so there the havli umluye command the kariyadam, he gives you a dim shia. But once you don't own it, you didn't mamish make the kriya, you didn't make the takala, memel it's not yours anymore. That's shita's thesis. But Rashi holds no. Rashi holds the ptura vish bar v'lei shor bar is dafka when the shor makes the bar b'shus harabim. So it never belonged to you, and you don't have a kriya's bar, so memela, you're not chayiv on this bar, or dlil that was kosher to the regular tarnagolas, it's not your dlil. The tarnagolas made this bar, it's not your bar, you have a ptur. Mashenke, whenever it's yours, then you have a svara of kevin nisleil muye commander kariyadomi, and that's a kriya. And mainly chayiv, even if you're mafker it, just like you were kariyat, you chayiv even if it's not yours. The havli muye that it was yours gives you a din kariyat. Mameli Yechayev, even if you're mafkirit. And the Rishayim ask, so kum dais, let's say, a mafkin is zark of lachan afilis einis, we had a sugi about that early in Hameniach, let's say there was an einis, and you drop something by einis, and you mafkirit afterwards. So according to Rashi, you should be chayev. And the Gemara in the third parak is mavur that you potter. So the two mahalchim in the Rishayim with this is mahalchim Rabbeinu Yishai in the Shita Mekabetzus that he says l'maisa rashios mafkin azak avachin afilas einus is chayiv. Whenever you have a havle l'sluke, even though it was an afilas einus, you're chayiv. We can't go into exactly how to be mazbed pshat in the Gemara earlier in the third parak, but the Yisayid Benegei our sugya is any time it belongs to you and it's chalang you a din of havle l'sluke, you become a commander. Kayadami. That Rashi holds is mamash akriya. Taisus holds it's not mamash akriya. It's only commander carry to give it a dim shias kriya that yechayev on the bar calls man it's your mamon, but it's not a kriya to make it into your bar even when you mafkir it. Rashi holds it's mamash akriya. Havli l'slug is mamash akriya. Even by nefilas einus it is that way, and we have to see how to answer the Gemara early in the third parak in Hameniach. But other Rishayim and the Rashba, they all know. They all have van. If there's an einis gomer, then Rashi is maskim to Taisus that the havle l'sluke doesn't give you a din kriya. But here you were pesheya, because what's your shor doing in his chutz and making glolim? That's called a pshia. So kum taisin chesant lefidis rishainim. That's not good enough to be called the kriya's bar, because ish bar v'lay shor bar. Even if you're pesheya with your shor. And it creates a bar with your pshia, that's not a kriya's bar. Because ish bar v'lay shor bar. So if you're a bar, you're a pshia with your shor, and it makes a bar b'shus harabim, avandi apater. Now, when ba'aynis, your thing becomes a bar, then you're also a pater, if you mafkir it. Kozman, it's yours, yechayiv. Because havel l'sluki command the kariyadomi. But that's not mamish a kriya, just like in Taisus, and you mafkir it, yechayiv. But if Vinishvi, it was Aidei your Pshia, that your thing became a bar, even though that alone is not a Kriya's bar, but it was Aidei your Pshia, that your Chayfetz, a Chayfetz that you own, became a bar, that Lefi Rashi is a Kriya, and now being Mafkir, it doesn't help. So Mele, it's different than Mafkir Nizak of Achvilas Aynes. Mafkir Nizak of Achvilas Aynes is the Pshad, that there was no Pshia B'chlal. The only thing was, it was yours. Kozman, it's yours, you chayiv. If you mafkir it, you potter. But when the bar got there with your pshia, even if the pshia itself is not a kriya, Lamasha was a pshia with your behema, and there's a din of ish bar v'loy shor bar. But Lamaisa, your mammon got there with pshia. It was your mammon. So then it blives mamash a kriya, and even if you mafkir afterwards, it doesn't work. That's the second mahalach harash. You have to have these two things go together. The fact that your behemoth made a bar, that wouldn't be mechayev you. The fact that it's your mom and that's a bar, if it wouldn't be that there was a pshia on your part for the kriya, that also wouldn't be mechayev you calls man your mafkirit. Only calls man it's yours. But if sai, it was made through your pshia, and it was your mammon, then it blames the kriya and yechayev even after your mafkirit. That's what comes out in Lefi Rashba and other Rishayim in the Shita Mekabetzus. Now these two mahalchim and Rashi is also negated earlier. By the case with the shor dug a bar b'chatzah bala bais, and the Gemara says that the bala chatzah is chayiv b'nizkei habar, even though ish bar v'lo shor bar, but he, since it belongs to him, it's islay l'mluye, command the kariyadami. So according to Taisus of Adam, it's dafka when he owns it. Now, the case has to be he was mafka the rishus around it, because if he owns it and it's the middle of his rishus, then you're not chayiv on bar. You're not chayiv on a bar in your rishus, because what's the shor doing in your rishus? You have to say, and we'll learn this a little bit in the subsequent blatta, hifki rishus of lo hifki bayrei, that's the case over here. So even though you didn't create the bar, but you own the bar, And now the bar is like in Rishus Aram because you mafka the Rishus. So Kolzman, you own the bar, you chayim for havelum liye. If you ever mafka the bar, avad you'll be potter. The shayla is vitzi according to Rashi. So if you learn, like the Shita Mekabetzis b'shem Rabbeinu Yeshaya, that the pshat is that you don't need a pshia altogether according to Rashi. The havli lemlui alone is a kriya, so then you'd be chayiv even if you mafkir it. Because since it was havli lemlui, a kozman it was yours, now that you mafkir it, you'll still be chayiv. But if you learn the only reason you chayiv by glolim is because you were pshia with the shar. Here the balachotza wasn't pshia b'chlal. The balachotza wasn't pshia at all. A shor came in and dug up his chatzah. It wasn't his pshia b'chlal. That is a geshmak shtickler from the Imrei Moshe. He says like this. He says, Rashi says, by kevin this lilim luye, by the case of the chatzah, kevin this lilim luye mikame de lifgrei, the abordi dehu, v'chi afka basa hachi neisen takola b'shus harabim. Rashi says that the hefker is putting a takola b'shus harabim. Why did Rashi have to say that for? Why can't you say stam? It's your bar, you're responsible for it. But Rashi says more than that. Rashi says, ki afkir is nice and the kol b'shus harabim. Now the emphasis is machlekes Rashi and Tosis. And afkir chesim and beis, once a din, if you dig a bar in your rishus, and you mafkir your rishus and your bar, Tosis holds in that case your potter. Because when you dug the bar, it wasn't a takol, it wasn't b'shus harabim. And now that you mafkir everything, it's not yours. You never made, so you're not chayiv because it's yours, because b'shas when it was yours, it wasn't a takala. And you're not chayiv because you created the takala, because you never created the takala. When you dug the bar, it wasn't a takala. You were mafkir it. Being mafkir, it's not considered creating a takala. That's what Tosis holds. But Rashi holds no. Rashi holds, when you mafkir, reshusa yubayre yichayiv. So Vaisis Rashi holds, like he says here, being mafkir it is creating a takala b'shusa rabbin. So the Rebbe Moshe says, why does Rashi say that you made a takala b'shus harabim here? Typically, it's your bar, it belongs to you. Zog the Rebbe Moshe, heine nedvarim. Rashi's belonging to you is not enough. It has to have gotten there with your pshia. And that's why mafkin azok of lach and afilis einis is not a problem, because it didn't get there through your pshia. So Rashi saw in this sugya that vice is being mafkir, it is called the pshia. Vaisis being mafkir is called a kairi bar. So a male, your bar got there through your pshia. That's the Mimosha shtickel. Now I saw Natera Shmuel from Amalchi Rosenbaum from Lakewood. But he says, so then why does the Gemara need the Svarf Havli Lumluye command the Kariya dummy? Typically, Rashi's being mafkir is the Kriya. What do you need the Havli Lumluye command the Kariya dummy? Hazakhti Amalchi Rosenbaum very nicely. Like that Tari Shmuel. When you're mafkir the Rishus and you're not mafkir the bar, that can't be called the Kriya's bar. He says, Hagavatzmacha. Let's say someone owns a bar in the middle of your Rishus. And you're mafkir the whole Rishus around the bar. But you're not mafkir the bar, it's not your bar. Avadan, you're not called you a nice and bar Rishus Arabim. You were just mafkir the Rishus around the bar. That's not called the Kriya's bar. You never made the bar. Avada the Yisoid, why it's your bar has to be because you own it. Now we have a kasha, even when you own it. But as long as the kriya was by this, that's not called the kriya, and you need a kriya. So just like by glolim, the teretz is that the pshia on your behema, even though that's not called the kriya's bar, but it's gnuga pshia to mitzdarif to the fact that you own it to make it a kriya's bar. So we'll say the same story here. You own the bar. That's why you have a havli lemluye command to carry a dummy. But you need a pshia. You need a pshia of a kriya. The hefker is nice and the kolbashis ram. That gives you the pshia. Then we mail the ownership to the bar. Together with that should be called the kriya's bar. That's the shtickle. So let's see, come. Tosis holds that there's two types of a bar. If you create the takala, then it's your bar no matter what. If you don't create the takala, it's only because you own the takala, then avada, you need the svar of havel esluke command the kariya dummy to give you a mechayiv, but it's only a mechayiv kozman you own the bar. Rashi holds that it's a mechayiv even after you own the bar. And the two ma'alchim, one is, since you own it, you have a havel esluke, it's mamash kriya, and lefiza, even mafkin is zakav achanafil esainis would be chayiv when you have a havel esluke. It's a kriya mamish. And the other pshat is no. Even Rashi's masking that you need a pshia to make the havelis luke to be a kriya. But a pshia of the behemah is good enough in that. And who of them was saying, like Abi l'chatzir, a pshia that you being mafka the chatzir and being nice and takala b'shez harabim is good enough to mitzayif to the fact that you own the bar to make it into a kriya. Now another nekuda, the Gemara is loshin, afal gav, the ksiv ish ki ichar bar, ish bar v'loi shor bar, but hacha kevin isle l'hel chlum lui v'loi kamal yekaman de kar yadami. In other words, the Gemara to have been at the path of the bal l'chatzir because of ish bar v'loi shor bar. Since the shor was kairet, so meila, the bal l'chatzir will be potter. Kamash mla, no, the bal l'chatzir is chayev because of havle l'mluy. So Taisus asks, Adrabba, ish bar v'loi shor bar is not going to be chayev the bal l'chatzir. If it wouldn't be for ish bar v'loi shor bar, I would say that the bal l'shor is chayev, not the bal l'chatzir. So why does the Gemara say, the Gemara says the bal l'chatzir is chayev, even though it says ish bar v'loi shor bar, but you have havle l'mluy. And if you wouldn't dash an ishbar v'lay shor bar, and you would say that if someone shor digs a bar, it becomes like his bar and he's chayiv on the niske of the bar that is shor dug. So koshkin the balachotzer shouldn't be chayiv. The balashor should be chayiv. Zaktai says no. The havmin it was that ishbar v'lay shor bar means that when a shor digs a bar, it's b'cholishkin bar. It doesn't have a shame bar, period. So that would pat to the balachotzer also. Kamashma, no, it's not worse than if it was dug by itself. We have the Svar of Havlim Luye, which that's Mechayev the Malachot. Good. And then Taisus clears the Shaila. What's Taka the Din if an Adam digs the bar in someone else's Chatzir? And the Adam is Betzim capable of being Chayev. He's a Baruch Yuv on the bar he dug. But he dug it in someone else's Chatzir. So who's Chayev? The one who dug it, or the bal l'chatzir? So Taisus says, "V'nira that filum chafri adam the bar chiyuvahu chayiv bal l'chatzir beniske habar." V'aleidi day l'mluye v'achayiv mishalom beniske achatzir. V'tzarichin. Taisus says, "Mistabra, even though the adam dug the bar, but l'maisa the bar belongs to the bal l'chatzir. Mistama the bal l'chatzir is chayiv for this bar, not the adam that dug it." But he says, Sarachin is Mesubik, who is Chayev? The Adam that dug it or the Bal L'chatzir? Now the emes is, L'chayev, this is a Machlekes Rishonim, early in the third perek. Taisus and Afchav Tes says, Klar, you have this din of Avnei Skinu Mesoi, that's B'shus HaRabim, is a bar. If you own it, even though you didn't put it B'shus HaRabim, even if the wind blew it Ruach She'enem Metzuya, that's a din, it's a bar. Just like our Gemara here says, Havlim Luye Vilemalia command the Kariyadami. There also, Kevin Havlim Sluke Vilisalke command the Kariyadami. That's what Taisus is going on. The Gemara there, if you hold Niskel is Einis, but Einis, your bar ended up as Shusarabim, but you Neskavan Liskus Mechara say, you want to keep it, it's yours. So it's a bar. So Taisus throws in a Dafchav Tes, even if someone else takes your Avnei Skinu Masoi, and puts it in Rosh Hashanah, you're Chayiv. And you're Avnei Skinu Masoi Rosh Hashanah, even though you didn't put it there, even if someone else put it there, you're Chayiv. But the Ramban al-Chamis in the third parak, on the sugya of the Kadarim that walking one after the other, and the first one tripped on the second one, and the second one tripped on the third one, tripped on the second one tripped on the first one, and the third one tripped on the second one, that whole sugya, the Ramban Bein Advarim says in the Kuda, then you can't be chayiv if someone else put your chayfitz in Rosh Hashanah. If someone puts your chayfitz in Rosh Hashanah, you can't be chayiv. Le'mitzinu shezeh chayfiv v'zeh mischayiv. Al-Karchach the Ramban learned, and as I state in Chazaynish, that dafka when a shor makes the bar, so that means that there was no kairi bar, ish bar v'loi shor bar. It's like the bar came by itself. So then, since you own the bar, there's a svar, you're chayiv, you own it. Havli l'mluy v'mal yikaman d'kar yadami. Now, shenki, when Adam it's a bar chiyuva makes the bar, so fakert, he's the kar bar. L'chayir ha-machleik, he says, azay, what's the primary chiyuv? Is the primary chiyuv of the bar the kriya? Nav is then when there is no kriya, when it was nichr by itself, or through a behema, whatever it is, so then, the one who owns it, he becomes responsible. So he becomes like the Kair. But if you have mamish a kaira, avanda the kaira is chayiv. And the one who owns it is panta because the kaira is responsible. And mitzinah is their kaira is them is chayiv. That's the Ramban svar. The Taisa svar is no. If you own it, you're chayiv. And the rabbi, that's the primary mechayiv of bar. The fact that you own it, avanda, you're the primary mechayiv. Granted, you need a kriya. No, avil esluke blames the kriya for that. But meli chayiv because it's your mammon. Let's say nobody owns it. Then the kliri gets a din kiilu, he owns it. He becomes the bailam. But there's mamash a bailam. So you have mamash a bailam. Avada the bailam is chayiv, not the kliri. It's a machlaikis yishayinim. And the guy in Tafid Gimel, he brings down this machlaikis yishayinim. He brings down the kasha. But a little bit later in Nafnan Gimel, it says, the way Taisus learns the Mishnah, if someone digs the bar in someone's chatzir, let's say Ruvain digs the bar in Shimon's chatzir, and Shimon falls into the bar, Ruvain is chayiv. Shaila is why? If it's in Shimon's chatzir, it's Shimon's bar. So why is Ruvain chayiv? Chayitzirai, the kaira is chayiv, not the bailim. When you have a kaira and a bailim, here we have a machlokes who's chayiv. Well, there it says, if Ruvain digs the bar in Shimon's chatzir, and Shimon falls into the bar, Ruvain's chayiv. So you see, the kair is chayiv. If Shimon would become the balabar, so why should Ruvain be chayiv? So he says, that's talking about where Shimon didn't know about the bar. If Shimon didn't know about the bar, so there's no havelim liye. So till there's a havelim liye, less man the polig, the kair is chayiv. So like in the case where someone puts someone's avnei skin, Ruvain puts Shimon's avnei skin in Masayi B'shus HaRabim. Kolzman Shimon doesn't know that it's there, so avada he's not chayiv. There's no havle l'sluke. So avada Ruvain's chayiv because he's the kaira, even though it's not his. The whole machlokes is once he finds out about it. When Shimon finds out that it's near, so the Ramban says it doesn't matter. L'maisa he's the kaira. If it was me'elav, so you become the kaira when you find out about it. But if it wasn't me'elav, if someone else put it there, he's the kaira. He's the kaira. He's always going to be chayiv. Hashem came to Isis and Chavtas holds that no, the Bailam is always chayiv. When you have no Bailam, then the Kair is chayiv. But if you have a Bailam, the Bailam takes over the chayiv, he's the one that's chayiv. So Kipshutei Taisus here is going l'shitase, but here he sounds a little bit mesupik about it, that he says that if an Adam that's a Baruch Yuva is chayiv for a bar in someone else's rishus, near it a Balachatzer is chayiv, not the Adam that's Kair, which the Kair is like what he said before in Adat Chavtas, that if someone takes avnei skinah masayi and puts it b'shus harabim, someone else is avnei skinah masayi and puts it b'shus harabim, the bailam is chayiv, not the one who put it there. Now the Gaon says in Siman Taf Yud Gimel Fakert that this taisus happens told in Ganzen like the Ramban. So according to the Ramban, why should the Baal HaChatzer be chayiv? So the Gaon is svara, and he's medayken in taisus. Taisus says, the nearer that filum chayiv for adam to mar chiyuv v'hu, Chayiv balachotzer beniske bar, v'leidi de lemluye, v'achayiv v'mishalim beniske achotzer. Why did Taisus add the last four words, v'achayiv v'mishalim beniske achotzer, that the chayiv has to pay for the chotzer? What's that relevant? Of course the chayiv has to pay for the chotzer. Why is that relevant for Taisus to say, v'achayiv v'mishalim beniske achotzer? Hazak de gayin v'aisis v'kert. V'aisis really when you have a kaira and a bailim, the kaira is chayiv. Lemetzinu shezek kaira v'zem is chayiv. But here, since he's paying for the niske achatzer, that gives the Baal HaChatzer the din that he's responsible. Since he's getting paid for it, that gives him the din he's responsible. When, let's say, Ruvain puts Shimon's avneskin in Messiah b'shus harabim, so Ruvain doesn't have to pay because he put the avneskin in Messiah b'shus harabim. He wasn't mazik them. So Shimon tells him, listen, I know it's my avneskin in Messiah, but Ruvain, you put it there. You're responsible to take it out. I'm not responsible for this. It belongs to me, but I didn't put it there. Ruvain put it there. He's responsible, period. But here, Ruvain has to pay for being chayiv for Beiris and Shimon's chatzer. Once you're charging him money for it, because he's paying, he doesn't have the responsibility anymore. And the Gaon's medayik it because why did Taisus say v'achayiv v'mishalim beniske achatzer? Taisus says that's gufa why the chayiv becomes potter. Otherwise, the chayiv would be chayiv. If there'd be no nezakin to pay, the chayiv would be chayiv. But since he has to pay Nezakim, that's what makes it that now the Baal HaChatzah has to lay the day l'sluke. It's a very mechudish to Gesvara, but Be'emeson, the Raivin, the Shita Megavetzah, says the same Svara, and he says even more. The Raivin says that when an Adam Metzabar Chiyuva digs a bar in someone else's chatzah, so until he pays for it, he's mechuyif any hezek the bar caused. After he pays for it, then the Baal HaChatzah becomes mechuyif in any hezek, because the payment makes that the Baal HaChatzah has to be memalit. Hagufa, you got paid for the damage, now you're the one responsible to fill it up. Because you can't say, I'm responsible, because I paid for it. I paid for it, that absolves me of all responsibility. Now the Ravid says this for only if you paid Bepoil. Till you paid, you're mechayiv. After you paid, then the Baal HaChatzah becomes chayiv. The way the Goyen learns Taisus says this for even if you didn't pay yet. But the fact that you're mechayiv to pay, that's what makes it. You're not responsible anymore. You're not responsible to fill it, you're responsible to pay. That the chiyuv tashluma makes that you're not responsible. But even that the Goyim learns up that Taisus holds for care. Taisus holds like the Ramban, that normally you take an amdei skina masoi of someone else, put a brishas around him, the one who took it is chayiv. Here is different because he's mechayiv to pay. That's what makes the Baal HaChatzah chayiv. That's how the Goyim learns pshat in Taisus. And now let's go weiter. Gemara brings another maimer from Rava v'Amar Rava. Nichnas l'chatzah balabayis shloi b'shus. If a person goes into the chatzah balabayis without permission, so then v'hizik is a balabayis. If he's mazik the balabayis, a balabayis huzak boy, well, the balabayis gets damaged by tripping over him, chayiv. So he's chayiv. He's ish shloi b'shus. He's chayiv for any damages that he causes. He's zikoy balabayis. The balabayis is mazik him. He's ish shloi b'shus. Potter. And Amrav Papa loy amoin el loy of the yodabay. It's only if the Baal HaBayis didn't know that he was there. Aval have a yodabay, if he knew that he was there, is zika Baal HaBayis chayiv. Then if the Baal HaBayis is mazikim, he's chayiv. My tama. Mishum da amalei, nay, the izlach rishus la fuke. You have rishus to chase me out, because I'm here shaloi b'shus. But la zuki lesach rishus, he still don't have rishus to damage me. So Rav Yishayim learned that even if he damages him unintentionally, as long as he knew he was there, he's chayiv. You see, by Mamana Mazik, you're not chayiv if someone brought their kadar, their kaderes, or their payers, or their shur and your shus. You're not obligated to watch your Maman from being Mazik there. But that's Mamana Mazik. Within is a mitzad the chiv shmira, and you have no chiv shmira in the Maman in your shus. Mashenkin, here's Adam HaMazik. Even though the guy's in your shus, shaloi b'shus, you still have a chiyuv to watch yourself. There's still a din of Adam HaMazik. Now, why you potter when you didn't know about him? So the Muki Yosef says there's two possible reasons why you potter if you didn't know about him. One is his apter einus. If you knew about him, you're not an einus. And Adam HaMazik, there's no such thing. I don't have a chiyuv shmir if it's in my rishos. Adam Ud La'ilam. But if you didn't know about him, you have apter einus. But Zog the Muki Yosef, that's like the Rishonim that hold that there is a Pter Einus by Adam HaMazik. That's Shitas Taisus earlier in Chav Zayin Amid Beis and Kama other places in Shas. Taisus holds that even though it says Adam Mu'ud La'ilam, Bein Ba'Einus, Bein Ba'Ratzain, an Einus Gomer is not that way. It only means more of an Einus than you'd have by Mamon HaMazik. But an Einus Gomer is a Pter by Adam HaMazik also. That's Shitas Taisus. He brings a lot of Rayas. So here's another ayah. It says clearly, if you knew that someone was in your rishus, shaloi b'shus, and you mazikim, you chayiv. But if you didn't know that he was there, you potter. Why you potter? Muki Yosef says one status is apteroinus. There'll be a ayah that Adam HaMazik has apteroinus. Adam Mu'ud La'ilam just means if it's not such a big einus, enough of an einus to pat the Mamon HaMazik, like a ruach she'ina mitzuya, that doesn't pat the Adam HaMazik. But an einus gomer, Aynis Gomer is part of Adam HaMazik also, Aynis Rechman HaPatre. But the Ramban holds that even an Aynis Gomer, Adam HaMazik is Chayiv. Adam Ud Lailam is Kipshutai, there's no Pter Aynis altogether. And all of Taisus is Rais, or most of them I should say, the Ramban says, when the Nizik brought on the Hezik by something that he did, then you Pater. And that's how the Ramban will learn here also. That's what Muki Yosef says. According to the Mepharshim, Aynis Gomer is Chayiv. The reason why, if you didn't know about him, Your potter is because he brought on the hezek. It was his action that brought on the hezek. You weren't supposed to know about him. There's not a p'tur oinis, but it's a p'tur that the nizik brought on the hezek, sal nizik l'archikas atzmai. In that case, your potter. These are the two mahalchim why your potter if you didn't know about him. Either p'tur oinis or p'tur because the nizik brought on the hezek. But if you knew about him, you're not such an oinis. You should have been careful. So mameli yechayev. That's how most Rishonim understand. And va'ozdul tamayu, da'am rava v'teimer ha'papa, shneim b'rshus, shneim shaloi b'rshus. Let's say two people are both here b'rshus, or two people are both here shaloi b'rshus. Heziku zeh zeh chayovin. If they damaged each other, then each one is chayev. Because no one could claim they're an oinis, or no one could claim it was a nizik's fault. Because if the nizik is here b'rshus, even though the mazik is also here b'rshus, so the mazik has to know about him. He's here b'rshus. Well, let's say they're both here shaloi b'rshus. So since the mazik is goofy here shaloi b'rshus, so he has to think, since I'm here shaloi b'rshus, maybe someone else is here shaloi b'rshus. Someone who's here b'rshus, I own the place. I don't have to think maybe someone comes in shaloi b'rshus. So me'lam considered an oinus, or we say that the nizik caused the hezek. But someone that he himself is here shaloi b'rshus, he can't say, I didn't know anyone would be here shaloi b'rshus. You yourself here shaloi b'rshus. Of course, you have to think that maybe someone else is here shaloi b'rshus. So if they were mazik each other, they're chayiv. But husku zeb zeb turim. If, let's say, one would trip over each other, the mazik was passive, and the nizik was the one that tripped over the other guy, so that's not called he was mazikim. Since he was there b'rshus, or the other guy, the nizik, was there shaloi b'rshus, so that's not called I'm the mazik. It's called he's the mazik. This is a yisait. The only time a passive mazik is called a mazik is if both things, he's there shaloi b'rshus, and the nizik was there b'rshus. So then even though you're passive, like a bar b'rshus harabim, the bar is there shaloi b'rshus, the person walking or the animal walking is there b'rshus. So even though it's a passive hezek, that's called a mazik. So who would then, if a person would be somewhere shaloi b'rshus, the one who's there b'rshus trips over him. So the one who's there shaloi b'rshus is called a mazik, even though he wasn't active about it. The takala shabai is the hezek. But if they're both there b'rshus, if you're there b'rshus, or if the other guy is there shaloi b'rshus, even if you're there shaloi b'rshus, then the takal is not called a maisa. Mazik adar ab, it's called he was mazik himself. That's why you patur. That's the side of the Gemara. Hiziku zeh zeh chayovim, husku zeh bezeh p'turim. And the Gemara says, tamad ishneim b'shus ishneim shaloi b'shus, aval echa b'shus echa shaloi b'shus. So then b'shus is patur on both hiziku and husku. And the shaloi b'shus is chayiv, not only on hiziku, but even on husku. That's the Gemara Lefi Reiv Rishayim. Now there's a Machlekes Rishayim, the Reivid, and the Shita Mekemetzes here, against the Ramah that the Torah brings down. That the Gemara says klar. Even if you're there shaloi b'shus, and the Baal HaBayis is there b'shus, but if he knows about you, he's chayiv on the hezek. Vitzi, does now the one shaloi b'shus will be potter if the Baal HaBayis is huzak b'y? What's a din if the one that's b'shus is huzak by the one shaloi b'shus, but he knew about him? The Ravid holds, if you're there shaloi b'shus and he's there b'shus, even if he knew about you, the huzak b'y is chayiv. Yada b'y makes it that he is chayiv on the hezek. He has to make sure not to imazik you. But still, he's not considered the goyim of the hezek if he tripped over you. It's like Taisa says in Miniach, Yeser mechuyev adam lishma shlo yazik mishlo yuzak. When he's yodabay, then he's mechuyev to be careful not to be mazik him. But still, he's not mechuyev, so to speak, to be careful not to get genizik. When he gets genizik over him, he's b'shus, the other guy shaloi b'shus, the shaloi b'shus mazik is chayiv. The Ramah says no. The Ramah says just like when you know about it, Yechayev on being mazikena, who and din, when you know about him there, he's potter if you genizikt on him, if you huzak bay. Once you know about him, has the same din as shnei and b'rshus. That's how the Ramah learns. But the Rambam has a whole different shot in the whole sugya. The Rambam holds that if you have someone there b'shus, and someone shaloi b'shus, the only time the b'shus is chayiv is if he's mechaven to be mazikim, if he's mazikim b'mezid. If he's mazikim unintentionally, he's pater. And when our papa says lo yamoyin el diyod lo yodebe, avo yodebe chayiv, he means yodebe and he intended to be mazikim. Yodebe alone is not a mechayiv. You don't have to be careful not to be mazik someone who's here shaloi b'shus if you're here b'shus. The only chiyuv is if you mazik him intentionally. But if it's unintentional, even if you could have been careful, you're pater. And the Rambam says even a bigger chiddush. He learns that when the Gemara says he ziku zeh zeh, chayovin, husku zeh b'zeh p'turin, his ziku means b'kavona. If they intentionally damage each other, then the chayiv. But husku means any time was unintentional, they're pater. So the Rambam holds, if you hear b'shus, even if the other guy's here b'shus, there's no chiyuv to watch yourself not to damage him. Alanizik laharchik. And who adin, even if you hear shaloi b'shus, but he's also here shaloi b'shus, you're right, they don't have a chiyuv to him. The only time you mechuyev an unintentional damage, if you're shaloi b'shus and the other guy is b'shus, then there's a chiyuv for unintentional damage. But shneim b'shus or shneim shaloi b'shus, husku zeh b'zeh p'tur means any unintentional damage. Hiziku zeh zeh chayavim is only by intentional damage. And the same thing with echad b'shus and echad shaloi b'shus, the one that's b'shus, yodebeh is not enough to mechayim for hezek. It has to be intentional. So the Rambam is the most makel. The Rambam holds that any time it's shneim b'shus, or shneim shaloi b'shus, and kol shken echad b'shus ve'echad shaloi b'shus, the one that's b'shus, or if shneim shaloi b'shus, is only chayiv on intentional damage. Any unintentional damage you put to, the only case you chayiv on unintentional damage is if you're shaloi b'shus and the nizik is b'shus. Rav Yishayim learn that even unintentional damage you chayiv in all cases, as long as it was an act. In what longer was this an active damage rather than a passive damage? The Chotin Iziku and Husku is active and passive. If he tripped over you, that's called Husku. So any active damage Yechayiv, the only case your potter is, if you're there B'shus and he's there Shloi B'shus and you didn't know about him B'chlal, then you have a Ptur Einis or a Ptur Al Anizik L'Archik Esatzmai. But otherwise, if you're both here B'shus, both here Shloi B'shus, or you're B'shus and he's Shloi B'shus and you knew about him, Yechayiv on any active damage, even unintentional. And as far as inactive damage, that's a machlekes Yishayim. If you knew about him, but he's here shaloi b'shus, if he's going to be chayiv on inactive damage, or the fact that you knew about him is a p'tur, that's what the Ramah holds.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.